Welcome to A Word from the Word on Sound of Truth podcast. In this podcast episode, you're going to hear a shorter version of a message I delivered to the wonderful people of Harvest Jacksonville. So if you're able, grab a Bible and join me for A Word from the Word. North American churches have been guilty of the sin of counting. I really believe this. When I say that, I mean trusting in numbers as a way of measuring success. American churches are guilty of doing whatever it takes to increase attendance, thinking that increased attendance automatically means increased success as a church. This is a tragic miscalculation that has resulted in a Christianity in North America that has a form of godliness but denies the power thereof. The church in America is much like the church in Laodicea that Jesus addressed directly in Revelation chapter 3. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. The church in America, in seeking to count numbers, has become performance-oriented. We become product-based. We view the Sunday morning church experience as a product that we want to have that's so excellent that we hope it'll attract large numbers of people. And what has happened is it's created a consumeristic mentality among church attenders. It's consumer Christianity. And so local churches compete for members by trying to outdo one another with entertaining preachers, flashy worship experiences led by trendy, cool young people, etc. I could go on and on. And the churches, in their competing for members, keep score to know who is winning this competition by counting the number of people who are showing up and the amount of money coming in. And I think I'm not being presumptuous in saying that the Lord is disgusted by this. There's a whole industry of books that have been written to help pastors and church leaders know how they can grow their churches in attendance numbers. A friend of mine was telling me, he was telling recently about one such book where the author at the end of the book promised, in fact, he guaranteed that if you would do all the things he said in that book, your church would grow numerically, even to the point that he said it will work even without the Holy Spirit. That's what he said. He said, these principles are guaranteed to grow your church, and they're so successful and so guaranteed that it will work even without the Holy Spirit. And here's the really thing that stunned me. And then my friend said that he said, the author, so make sure you throw the Holy Spirit in as well. Is this where we've come to in American Christianity? It's all about how many people you can get through the doors, and that determines your success as a church. And we've even got ways to guarantee that you can make that happen if you do the right things, that even you can do it without God's help. So make sure you add God in there. When I was researching this for this passage, I found an article in a leading Christian leadership magazine on this very topic of, is it a sin to count? And this particular author of this article in this Christian leadership journal said, no, it is not a sin for churches to count the number of people who come on Sundays. In fact, it's a good thing they do that. Again, he made an argument for that's how we kind of, he doesn't use these words, but keep score. That's how we know if we are succeeding, in his mind, of making disciples. And so he found a way to kind of get around this very passage we've been in, 1 Chronicles chapter 21. As I read the article, I kept having a lot of thoughts of, this just sounds kind of like the wisdom of the world, the kind of worldly wisdom. That's what was going through my mind as I was reading this article. And it seems like the opposite of what Jesus was doing. You know, Jesus seems like he was trying to reduce the crowds. When Jesus would start having large crowds who were really intrigued by him, he would say harsh things, or hard things, I should even say, to find out who was really interested in following him. And then he would work with them. But this article was making the opposite argument that, no, it's a good thing to count. We need to be striving to have more and more people come through our doors and to count like this. And it was very fascinating. I finished the article, and then there was underneath the article a little statement that the article itself was actually a portion of a book and was reprinted by permission. And the subtitle of the book had these words in it, and I kid you not, said, Tapping the Wisdom of the World for the Kingdom of God. I thought, that's about right. David, in 1 Chronicles 21, was tapping into the wisdom of the world when he said, I need to count my numbers, how many of my army, so I can know I'm strong. And God said, no, that's not where your strength is. That's not where your strength is. Don't go to the worldly method of measuring strength. Don't go to the worldly method of measuring success. Don't go to those worldly methods. No, go to me directly. I am your strength. I am your source. Trust me. Do it my way. My way is not the way of this world. The way of the world is to find good-looking people and put them in front of others saying, hey, Jesus is the way. The way of the world is to take the worldly successful and say, hey, I follow Jesus. The way of the Bible, the way of Jesus is to go out into the highways and the byways and invite the people who are hurting, who are broken, who are the rejects of this world. This is the way of Jesus. It's upside down to the world's ways. When they're counting for success, we're fixing our eyes on Jesus. And we're focusing on the weightier matters, the matters of love and joy and faithfulness and obedience, doing the right thing the right way, even when it looks like it's the crazy thing to do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sound of Truth Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please rate and review it. Also, tell your friends about it. Thanks. Music is by Canon and is used by permission. Sound of Truth is produced in collaboration with Harvest Jacksonville and is copyrighted by Brett A. Morani, 2024.